This is GIS News. Coming up, water supply system upgraded in South St. James. JUTC extends adult passenger special fare and public sector rewards scheme launched. The news in detail after this message.
You know, I only for you to smoke weed and sound enough.
For real, no. But you have some friends who smoke weed and they go to be in school. And when graduation time come, my you, none of them not graduate.
The only high grade I want is on my C6.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. Hundreds of residents of five farming communities in South St. James will now have improved access to potable water. This following completion of the Maho Ridge to Horse Guard water supply system. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill commissioned the system into service, which will benefit the areas of Maho Ridge, Horse Guard, Red Dirt and sections of Garland and Cold Spring. Minister Pickersgill says the commissioning of the scheme is in keeping with government's commitment to provide all rural residents with access to potable water by the year 2020.
By providing our communities with a safe, reliable source of water, we are equipping them with the potential to attract new business and improve on existing ones. This, in turn, will increase employment opportunities and subsequently development within our rural communities.
Undertaken by the Rural Water Supply Limited at a cost of $9 million, the project involved installation of three water tanks with total capacity of 7,000 gallons, construction of pumping station with chlorination room, and a 6,000-gallon concrete sump complete with a gas pump, and installation of 1.4 kilometers of pipeline and two fire hydrants. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has extended the $100 special fare for adult passengers until December 31. JUTC Chairman Dr. Garnet Roper says the discount regime forms part of the agency's thrust to further lessen the use of cash on the buses and to increase the use of the smarter card.
The JUTC has taken a decision to extend the concessionary fare to December 31st. For all adult passengers, that is the $100 fare, the summer special. But as of January 1, the new fare for cash commuters using cash, is $120. And commuters using their prepaid smarter card or the paper equivalent, the prepaid card, will pay $100 per commute.
Adult passengers have been paying a discounted fare of $100 since July. The country's public sector workers are to benefit from cash rewards at select private sector establishments through a new rewards program. The Team Jamaica Value Card program will see civil servants rewarded with cashback benefits whenever they use special cards to access goods and services at participating merchants. Among other things, the cards will allow for the purchase of groceries and other consumer items, as well as to pay healthcare and utility bills. Over 1,500 merchants island-wide are expected to be recruited and equipped to participate in the program. They include Progressive Grocers Stores and the Shoppers Fair chain, Tasty Patties, Wisinko, Lasco, Fontana Pharmacy, Mailpack, Burt's Auto, and Digicel. A total of 45,000 cards have already been delivered, with another 70,000 set to be distributed in coming weeks. The value card system has been endorsed by a minister without portfolio with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, who is encouraging workers to access and fully utilize the benefits being provided through the card. The program, facilitated by the government, arose out of discussions between private sector companies and unions representing public sector workers, geared towards showing appreciation to the employees for enduring a 3-year wage freeze as part of Jamaica's economic reform program. As the nation celebrates Youth Month, Director of Public Prosecutions DPP Paula Llewellyn has renewed her call for Jamaicans to be vigilant in identifying and reporting signs of child abuse. During a recent human rights forum, Ms. Llewellyn urged citizens to report child abuse, especially in their homes and communities.
You have to be courageous. So when we are talking about concern for rights, I want each and every one of you to examine yourselves. What have you done?
She pointed out that the protection of children and other vulnerable persons in the society is everyone's responsibility and challenged Jamaicans to contribute to lowering the number of child abuse incidents. The public forum was hosted by the Rights Awareness Program, RAP, a 2-year project funded by the European Union, EU, to raise awareness about human rights among youth. That was the GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.